Welcome to the exercises of Super Confidence Day 2. So how did it go with Day 1? Did you remember to smile as you went through the exercises? If you did, congratulations. If you did not remember to smile, guess what? Go ahead and repeat Day 1 again. This time around, remembering to smile throughout the whole exercise. All the instructions are very important. You can't skip any step or leave out any bit of it. You have to do everything as described. For day 2, listen once again to CD number 2 if you haven't done so today. If you have, then you're ready to proceed. And begin with the exercises for day 2. For day 2, you're going to once again find some people you normally have difficulty interacting with, or people you hesitate a lot when you interact with, or people who just don't feel too confident around, okay? You don't need 20 people this time around. 5 will do, but find 5 good ones, okay? Now, don't spend too long looking for them, okay? If it's going to take too long, just find any 5. But preferably, just, you know, search for 5 good ones. Go to a location where you know you're going to find these people. This time around, you're not really going to be interacting with them. At least they're not going to notice that you are, okay? You can if you want. You know, that's a more advanced way of doing it. But you don't really need to interact with them in order to do this, okay? So I'll give you both ways of doing it. The simple way. You find one person that fits this description we talked about. You're going to sit down nearby to where they are with your notebook. And you're going to really look at them, analyze them, listen to them if you can. Feel their energy. Okay? Now focus on the things we talked about already. Okay? Remember to smile. Even if you are by yourself, remember to smile. In fact, you're going to make a new commitment here. You're going to affirm that you're a friendly individual who smiles a lot, okay? That's your affirmation, and this is how you commit to it. Every time you do one of the exercises for Super Confidence, you will do it with a smile. In addition to that, throughout the Super Confidence days, every time you make eye contact with anyone, anywhere, you will smile. Now, affirm this, commit to it, and start doing it. Every time you make eye contact with anyone, anywhere, smile. And anytime you're doing a Super Confidence exercise, do it with a smile on your face. If you do not remember to smile for every exercise, then you just have to just go back and repeat the exercise, but doing it right this time. If you leave anything out for any exercise, you have to go back and repeat that day, okay? Repeat the exercises for that day. Not just the exercise you forgot to smile or think of yourself as a blue light or whatever you forgot, okay? You have to repeat the whole day. This is more work, but it's more fun also, so you'll get better results, you'll be a happier person, you'll be smiling naturally more if you do this, okay? So if you forget to do anything that I describe, anything that I ask you to do for any of the exercises, then go back and repeat the whole day. You don't need to repeat the whole day right then and there, you can wait one more day and then repeat it, you know, and the next day becomes the day before, so you sort of, you know, day 3 becomes day 2 again, for example, okay? You can do it that way. If everything goes according to plan, this is what you're doing on day 2. You find a person, you're sitting down, you're intently listening to them if you can, or looking at them, or just feeling their vibe, okay? You can relax, smile, and just feel their vibe. How do you feel someone's vibe? You just do it, okay? Don't think about it. Just go ahead and do it as you sit down there, okay? Nearby to where they are. Don't analyze this too much. Just go ahead and do it. That's how you do it. You just do it. And you're going to write down in your notebook every single positive good thing you can think of about them, okay? If it's an attractive woman, you're going to write down every single positive attractive thing about her, every good quality she has in her personality, in her physique, in anything and everything about her, okay? Even if you don't know her, just then imagine what her good qualities are. You will notice that as you sink in and tune into her vibe, you will be able to really pinpoint good qualities about her, okay? I don't want anything bad, negative, or even ambiguous about it. Only good, positive, strong, admirable qualities, okay? And get at least 10 of those. If you can get 20, all the better, okay? And do this for each and every person. If your group of people is, for example, only as an example, I doubt there's many of you who are going to have this category, but if it is cops, right? You're going to go ahead and write down 10 to 20 positive traits, things you perceive in this particular individual's personality, physique, whatever. I mean, don't write 10 good things about cops in general, just about this particular individual, okay? If he or she is a school teacher, whatever, whoever they are, it doesn't matter. Because you're going to be writing about their particular traits, positive traits only, okay? This is very important. Positive traits only of these individuals. If you do this, you're doing the exercise correctly. A more advanced way of doing this is to go talk to them first, like you did in exercise one, like day one exercise. And then sit down and write down the positive qualities and traits of this individual, okay? That's the more advanced way of doing it. You can choose to do it any which way you want, depending on how much fun you want to have that day, okay? Both ways work. And do this with 5 to 10 people for day 2, okay? You don't really need to do more than 10 people because you don't want to spend the whole day doing this, okay? We've got other things to do. This is an easy exercise. It's very important that you do it with a smile. It's very important that you still think of yourself as blue, sky blue light, a body of sky blue energy, okay? While you're doing this, while you're writing, even if you're by yourself, it doesn't matter. Throughout the super confidence exercises, you have to keep smiling, keep thinking of yourself as sky blue energy, keep relaxing your center line as you do this exercise. Oh yes, you keep on doing this too, okay? And you also focus on the upper part of your brain as you do this. By focusing, I mean put your feeling, your sensation, your awareness on the upper part of your brain, okay? All of these details are very, very important, okay? And once you're done with this exercise, you can go back home, back to work, back to wherever you want to go. And you should squeeze in there one more listening of CD number 2, okay? Maybe before you go to bed, maybe after lunch, maybe whenever, wherever you have the time. Listen for a second time on day 2. CD number 2, okay? CD number 2 is really important. I know you figured this out by now. So keep on listening to it. The more times you listen to it, the better. At least once a day. More often than not, I will tell you to listen to it twice a day, okay? And if you can listen to it a third time a day, well, that's up to you if you have the time. It will benefit you. The more you listen to it, the better, okay? At minimum, once a day, before you do the exercises for the day. Preferably twice a day. Once at the beginning of your day, once at the end of your day. And up to you, if you can listen to it more, 3 or more times a day, go ahead and do so. To review for day 2, find 5 people. 5 people you normally don't have enough confidence dealing with, or 5 people you want to improve your confidence with. Okay? It could be people you know, preferably people you don't know. So find new people, strangers out there. Okay? Sit down, look at them, listen to them, enjoy their vibe, keep smiling, focus on everything we've discussed so far, and write down on your notebook 10 to 20 good, extremely good positive attributes each of these people have, okay? This is a very simple exercise. Very powerful exercise. You'll see how it fits together with the rest of the program. Just go ahead and do it. See, the important thing is just to do it. Don't analyze this too much, okay? Just go ahead and do it. If you start thinking too much about it, that's not the point of the exercise, okay? The point of the exercise is to actually do it. If you need to focus on something, focus on the exercise. Don't focus on the reasons for the exercise or anything like that. Just focus on doing the exercise. Focus on smiling. Focus on the top of your head. Focus on relaxing your center line mostly. And focus on turning your body into sky blue energy. Do this as you do your exercise. And have fun with it. And once you're done, listen to CD number 2 again. And focus on that. So enjoy day number 2. And you can stop the CD now. And come back to it when you're ready for day number 3.